Hello?
Here they are. Okay, come on in, please.
Hi, okay. I'm Rob Davidson.
Hi, Rob. I'm just a friend of...
Okay.
The mother.
Okay. Is it okay to go back?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure, please.
Is he dead or alive?
He's dead now. I'm sorry.
Bruce!
You want to come in and sit down with him?
No, I want to... Please, Bruce, please.
Here, let's make some room here.
Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, what we can tell you is that something was going on with him today. We don't know what.
He's schizophrenic.
He's schizophrenic, okay.
And bipolar,
yeah. Oh, and bipolar. Okay, has he seen anybody for that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He went off with his meds.
Oh, okay. Do you know if he was taking his meds recently?
I doubt it.
You doubt it?
I talked to him yesterday, and he was just all over the place.
Was he? Okay. All right. Who's his doctor? Do you know?
No, he just got out of jail for violation of restraining order because he broke in here. He said he had an appointment at County Mental Health. That's all I know.
Okay. When did he get out of jail then? Did you know?
I can't tell you right
okay.
now.
No, it's okay.
Probably in the last 48 hours.
No, last week.
Or last week?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So something was going on with him, man. We're not exactly sure what. But right. He was hurting himself. He was, you know, cutting himself with a knife. The deputies tried to intervene. They used pepper spray to try to disarm him. They used what we call a beanbag gun, okay, something that just hurts people to get their attention. Okay. Nothing worked. I'm not exactly sure, but some kind of he turned on them or something to that effect, and that's when it took place. He really cut himself up bad. They described it as like he had a steak knife and it was just sawing on his arms. This thing went on. They chased him for well over a mile. It just went on for a long time.
Does the cop know him?
We had Deputy Robarts come out here. You know Deputy...
Deputy Robarts?
He's right here, yeah.
Did he shoot?
No.
Did the cop that shoot him know him?
I don't know. I don't know that. I know there were deputies.
Not.
I know there were deputies there that knew him, okay? And I know that everybody's, you know, they all remember him, you know, growing up. So they're having a hard time, too. This is a tragic, tragic situation.
Deputy Robarts?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Was that happening?
He's having a schizophrenic episode.
Psychotic
episode.
That's my guess. When I talked to him probably 2 months ago down at Starbucks, and he said he was trying to get off or trying to stay off of meth and all that stuff. He said he was doing good, and he was even at that time. You know, I told him, hey, stay away from it. Stay away from people that are influencing you. But I know he was having a hard time getting through just daily stuff now. But I didn't even know he had got to the point where he was taking the medication. I never knew him.
When he was in jail, he was taking it.
Okay.
I could actually talk to him.
Yeah. I talked to him several times, and just fast a bunch, like I do with all the kids, just talking to him and saying, hey, how are things going? Like I said, I was here when he was, doing the runaway stuff and that, so.
And then I had to kick him out because he wanted to kill me.
Yeah, I remember I've explained to these gentlemen, the past and stuff that you had to go through. And, it's just an unfortunate thing. I didn't know he was schizophrenic.
That's just been, the past year and a half.
Yeah.
He's been fighting, he's had emotional problems his whole life.
All right. When was the last time you actually talked to him?
Last night.
Last night?
Yesterday.
Can you tell me about what What kind of talk to you? I mean, what were you talking about with him?
He wanted to come home.
Okay.
And told him to get his meds. Go to school. He said he had a job referral. He had an appointment with somebody to help him get on SSI. But I guess jail arranged. And,
I'm sorry, who are, oh, the jail arranged?
Yeah, I think
okay.
so.
Okay.
And that he had an appointment with mental health. And my friend saw him earlier this afternoon.
I saw him yesterday.
Okay. Who was the friend that saw him this afternoon?
Talked to him recently.
Okay. What number
to me?
For to you?
Yeah.
What number are you in?
Or no, what's I'm not in any of these.
Oh, what's your address? Just good friends.
Yeah, very,
she's,
very close.
She's
a lot of years.
He's known James since.
Known James. He's a little boy.
Okay. All right.
I met Bruce when he was less than 6 months old.
Okay. All right.
So we know the family.
Okay. So this. Do you know
we
how
live over in Westlake?
In Westlake. Okay.
Yeah.
How could we get a hold of your neighbor if we needed to?
I can call her right now.
Okay. Well, I mean, just follow up. It wouldn't be tonight. Do you know her number offhand?
Let me call her and tell her.
I want to call her anyhow because I want to intercept her.
Okay, we'll do that in a little bit. That's
okay.
Fine. Just so we can, I'd like to hear what she had to say about, you know, what she, how he was doing, you know.
He was okay, but she said it was going over his head that he was, I think she didn't think he was on his meds.
Okay.
That he had to admit he had a problem getting on medication.
Okay. Right.
Because she's been here before when he's had psychotic episodes. And
okay.
When he broke into my home. And that's when we went to jail.
Okay. All right. How long ago was that, that actual incident happened?
In January, but I don't know.
Okay. Sometime in January?
Yeah.
Okay. Was he arrested that night, or did that happen later?
No, they got him within 5 minutes, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
And so you say lately he's been really unstable, I mean, since being out of jail?
No. Actually, this is he's probably only been out like a week or less.
Uh-huh.
Last night, well, he called... Yesterday was, he called Sunday night, I guess, at, okay, he called Sunday night at, you want to hold your hand?
Of course, of course.
He called Sunday night, I guess, after midnight, and I just got to sleep, and I told him, called mom. He called in the morning, I was so sick, because it took me a long time, so I was afraid he might come over. And I told him to call me later on, He was really all over the place. He was crying. He was offering to come home, clean up the house, make cards, stamps with me, talking about a lot of the good things that we did together. We had it before, you know, picking on the cord stuff.
Okay.
It was good stuff.
Right. The good memories.
And, you know, we're close. I mean, there's only the two of us.
Yeah. It's a lot of memories there, I know. Okay. So how was it left then with him when you last talked to him?
He called collect, and it was like 2 hours. I said, geez, I gotta go. I can't afford this. And then he had me three-way call a friend, and he went over there, and I asked him, and I said, just let me know he got there, okay? And he called and said, James, I can't talk now. He wanted to talk some more, but I just couldn't. He just kept talking about all, you know, what he could do for me, and he wanted to come home. And I told him exactly what he had to do.
Okay.
But I knew he had a place to stay. I knew he had tri-tip and stuff. He ate better than I did last night.
And, okay.
Yeah, I keep tabs. I mean, his friend's the one that called me and told me that this happened.
Okay.
You know, and his friend's all, you know.
Was his friend with him when it first started?
I don't think so.
Okay. What's this friend's?
But Tim just, I heard it through the grapevine,
right.
I think.
Okay.
And
right.
Tim lived here for a while.
With you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tim was the one that called you?
Yeah. And told me because he was concerned. He had tried to find some stuff out and couldn't find anything out.
Sure. Okay.
So he called and told me.
Do you remember what he told you?
He said that James had cut himself and his wrist and then went after a cop with the knife and was shot.
Okay.
And then I called Los Robles. He wasn't there.
Okay.
I called the station. So I knew he was dead.
so sorry. I'm sorry that I had to be the one to bring that to you.
You didn't. I knew.
Okay. All right.
You can't put it on yourself either, so that's,
oh, yes, I can.
Well, no, you got to remember, there was, like you had said, there was issues here where your safety was everything. You have to worry about, you had to worry about yourself, too. And I remember having the talks back in the day. You did the things that you needed to do.
I tried.
Because your safety is at risk, and you can't. And another thing is, I can assure you, just talking to some people, again, these officers did a lot of things. They apparently did all they could to disarm.
I feel sorry for the one that killed him.
Oh, yeah.
I really do.
But I can tell you, I know the officer, and the officer was a good guy and tried everything.
Did he know James?
They were calling him by name. James,
but did
don't do
he
that.
Know him?
The officer, I don't know.
I hope not.
Well, that's the thing, is he may have had dealings, but they were calling him by his name. Maybe they already knew it. I don't know, but like I said, they did everything they could to try and make this end peacefully. I want you to know that they took those precautions, and unfortunately, just the whole circumstances. I don't know the full details, but
See, James had never hurt anybody.
Yeah, I mean, apparently he was hurting himself, which I'm shocked to hear that he was doing that. I never even know him to do that. But I don't know how down he was recently. I hadn't talked to him in a couple months, but
coming off his, he was crying last night.
Coming off his meds, you're saying?
I think he was coming off his meds.
Yeah.
From him in county.
Yeah, and he might have even self-medicated with something. Yeah, get that one, Bruce.
He caused a bad, there's no telling. Again, as far as you,
hello.
You had an issue, you need to worry about yourself. You did what you could here. I remember being here. So,
you've
got to make sure you understand that. That's very important.
You just said he was possibly self-medicating. Would that be with prescribed medication or just street drugs or,
Okay. Or alcohol or something.
I'm sorry?
Or alcohol. He was saying that, crystal meth, he said, people have talked to me that those people that do crystal meth, it's no good, blah, 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 blah. I'm staying away from it. I hate it.
Coming down on that stuff is pretty bad.
Well, he hasn't been out of jail, I don't think, long enough.
Okay, so he just as recently he's been out, okay.
Yeah, just like a week.
Okay.
So you don't think he's used since he was out?
I know he drank, but I don't think he's, I don't know. No, I don't think
okay.
So, but I don't know.
Right. Sure.
Like I said yesterday, at first I thought that he was on something or having, but then the more I talked to him, the more he was really disoriented. And, he would come to, and he was just all over the place. And he called practically an hour later, and I said, James, you got to get over there. He says, yeah, I've got to be there in a half hour. And I said, no, James, that was over an hour ago. Just totally disoriented.
Okay. Do you know if did he actually spend the night at his friend's house, Tim's?
No, he didn't spend the night there. No, he went over to Dennis Deluge's. Not little Dennis, but big Dennis on La Granada.
So then that's where I stayed tonight?
Okay. I know Tim very well.
Okay. All right.
I don't think Tim was involved.
No, but I mean, if he would just maybe had a conversation right on his mindset, maybe just a little more detail.
I doubt James has talked to Tim lately.
Really?
Mm-mm. Because he thought Tim was trying to kill him too.
So where did he have the tri-tip dinner? I thought I misunderstood you. I thought he went to Tim's house.
No, oh, Tim called me.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
Somehow Tim found out about this thing.
Okay. And so he went over to Dennis's house last night, and that's where he had the dinner and stayed the night. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, that was. They live over in La Granada. Pick up for under the influence. Old young men in his 50s, 60s. 50s, yeah.
Okay.
You guys are always picking him up, so.
Yeah.
You know who he is?
Yeah.
So, I don't know what happened over there.
Do you have any, I mean, there's certain things I just can't tell you about, but do you have any other questions for me?
When will I know?
Okay. What's going to happen is we're going to interview everybody involved. There were people that, it was near an office complex, so there were people there just at work who saw what happened. So they'll,
where did this happen?
Over on Wilbur, near Moore Park.
Just about a block away.
So, there's well over probably 40 people, and that's just off the top of my head. There's about 40 people that need to be interviewed. Obviously, talking to those people, trying to put every little piece of it together. When a situation like this happens, we look at it backwards and forwards and every way sideways, because we don't want these things to happen. People who are hurting themselves or in these situations they want help, and that's the priority.
Why'd you have to shoot to kill?
Well, that's,
19 years old
now. I'm sorry? The medical examiner's
right now. So you feel free to page, call if you want to talk. You're welcome to.
I don't know that he has or hasn't.
Maybe by then.
So, what'll happen is the case will be turned over to the district attorney once all the interviews are done, okay? They actually review it to make sure that there's no criminal involvement, okay? And it's a lengthy process. It's a very thorough one.
Okay. Why did it take so long for you guys to get here?
Well,
I found out, I called the hospital, I called the... spoke with the watch commander.
Okay. Typically, we wait for the medical examiner to come over and officially notify you, but it was taking so long that we actually went outside of kind of protocol to come over here, because we realized that it was taking a long time, okay? And I don't know why their response was delayed, but when we realized that, this is going on too long, the decision was made, we're not going to wait for them, we're going to come over and talk to you, okay? So... So that's why it did. It's typically we wait for the medical examiner, because they come and talk to you and explain some of the logistics of how the next few days will work out for you. Because I don't have that information, they do. So what will happen is when they arrive, we'll arrange to have that information brought over to you, whether it be by them or, by phone call or what have you. That's why there was that delay there. Okay, Deputy Robarts is going to give you his card, okay?
That's my desk on the front. This is my pager. It's going to be 24 hours. Yeah. Feel free, any questions, anything. Just please call, okay? Okay?
I'm sorry.
Like I said, we're concerned about you. That's what we're concerned about.
I should help myself.
Yeah. Like I said,
somebody notify his father? I can't.
Sure, we can make that arrangement. What's your phone number here, Steph? What's his phone number?
Don't. If you get my palm, I think it was his person there. Assuming you guys knew that he was mentally ill. Like this one female officer that brought him home one time because I thought he was under the influence, but he was having a psychotic episode. Oh, my glasses. His phone number is 818. No, it's not on the computer. It's in a leather and brown notebook that's by the computer on the filing cabinet. I haven't transferred everything in there. Don't know what to do without it.
It's a slow process getting everything in there. And then you rely on it so much that you're afraid to lose it.
Oh, I already have.
Oh, I have, yeah.
I'm dream. It's on Millwood in Canoga Park. Because I can. He's going to flame me as it is.
He what?
His father's going to flame me as it is.
Here's my card, okay? I'm one of the investigators. Me and my partner are going to be the lead investigators on this, okay? So we'll be the ones doing the majority of the follow-up from here on out. So Deputy Robarts, I think, is probably, because you're comfortable with him, is a great contact. If, for whatever reason...
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
He will use that number. Call me whenever.
Yeah. He works some weird hours sometimes, so if he's not getting back to you right away, that might be why. Go ahead and try to give my number a call. Okay, I work daytime hours. Okay.
Well, I work weird hours. I'm usually
okay. Well, then you guys are. Then you guys are. Okay,
I'll return. I can return a call.
So.
Yeah. If you need.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Go ahead.
73.
Are you going to be okay? Okay, I'm glad you have somebody here.
I called them.
Okay.
They knew.
Okay. All right. You know...
Mom's heart.
I can tell you, when I grew up, it was just my mom and I, okay? And it's a struggle, okay? It's a struggle, and I'm sure it was the same for you guys. And there's choices made every day, and that relationship is a lot closer than a whole family, because you rely on each other, you to him and him to you.
He even said he liked me last night.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to wrestle with those demons, okay?
I'm the one that got the restraining order. I'm the one that said he couldn't come home.
Well, and you're going to fight that battle, okay? And I'm not going to tell you to I'm not going to try to just make it go away at this instant. You're going to struggle with that. But let me tell you, okay? Choices are made by both sides all through life. All through life, okay?
I mean, I know I had to, because he would think that people were coming to kill both of us, and he wanted to protect me and he would kill me first.
Sure, and do things.
But
It'll become clear as the emotion sort of doesn't attack you quite so hard, okay? So hold on. I'm glad you have somebody here with you.
Yeah. Right. You have us a phone call, right, too. If you want to talk, I can come back by. I'm still in this area. Probably here 40 years, so anything I can do, call. Stop by, okay?
Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah.
This is one of our chaplains that we brought along.
I'm so sorry. If you don't mind, I said I'll do this.
I appreciate that very much. I wish you could have had last rites.
I can do that, okay? I can do that.
Yes, please.
Okay. Sorry, we had to do like this. You need to come in?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make sure you don't fall backwards.
Should you give the number for the neighbor?
Oh, no, I didn't. Let me get that.
Did you call Elmore?
I'm going to give you my card. And if you could just get me that number, that would be great. Okay, and we'll just...
Yeah.
Yeah, your neighbor.
Oh, okay, sure. That's, you got a note off right top of your head.
Probably
not a good time.
497.
It's, but it's...
Well, she has the number, so if you feel that she's in need or anything like that, too, please, be proactive and get us. You've been dealing. Yeah, you.
We're close.
Okay, good.
James is
then.
Dead.
Okay.
James.
Okay.
You got it.
Somebody.
James.
Yeah. I think we're in a letter.
Yes.
Okay. Good night, sir. We're gonna. There's obviously some. Okay.
Shut.
I don't know if you know it, but it's kind of open category. She was multiple.
Okay.
It was like 92 personalities inside of her.
Okay.
Okay. And that's why we've known her for so many years. My wife is kind of her stabilizing thing each time. I mean, that's where she runs.
Gotcha.
She can literally be dead drunk. Not that she drinks now, but she could be dead drunk, go over to a car and be sober, and you couldn't get a blood test to tell otherwise. Worst thing you've ever saw in your life.
Okay.
I mean, we've seen that at Los Robles. We've seen it in and out. So it's something that runs in the family is what I'm telling you.
Okay.
Because I don't know if there's any genetic connection or
whatever,
but it's...
Is she on medication too then for that? Or
Right. Just so that you can put all the other pieces together.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's the kind of the sensitive information that's hard to sometimes learn, and so we appreciate you letting us know. You're close to staying with her. You think she'll be okay through this?
We'll probably take it back to our house.
Okay.
She'll stay overnight with us or something.
Excellent. Glad to hear that. We will, she's going to go through some waves of emotion right now. We'll probably need to get back in touch with her at some point, maybe do a little deeper interview with her. I mean, just right on the heels of this, I just wanted the basics, but we'll probably need to talk to her a little more in depth at another time. We'll wait a few days to let things settle down. But then also the coroner's office would be getting in touch. The body will probably be examined tomorrow, so it'll be ready for pickup either late tomorrow afternoon or the following morning. So I don't know what arrangement, and they obviously didn't have to happen right then, but they'll be able to work with you or whomever is going to help to make those arrangements.
It's probably going to be her father.
Her father, okay.
Who was a former councilman from Westlake Village.
Oh, okay.
McDonough. He's reasonably well-to-do and stuff.
Okay.
That's who's the supporting part.
Okay.
Right here. But they're kind of, I don't know, it's a little weird.
On different tracks a little.
It's kind of a weird situation. Dynamic. How much you're going to be there or not, I don't know.
That's okay.
Chances are...
psychiatrist is also part of the National Center for Capital Review.
Mm.
He knows every corner. Medical examiner in state of California.
Okay. I was just telling Bruce that the medical examiner will be, making contact to kind of give you that information. And I'll, if you guys aren't here, if you go over to Bruce's house, we've got his number, so we'll be able to contact you.
She'll be at one of the two places.
Okay.
I guarantee you.
All right.
Either we'll be here, or she'll be with us.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Bruce.
Okay. Good night.
I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good night. 2005.